Welcome to episode 141, which is a girl take the lead soundbite. That's a shorter episode, which may be a bit more about a topic we've covered, like our episode today, or a quick inspiration. And I'm your host, Yo Kenny. In our recent podcast journey, we've ventured into the realm of energy leadership. Yet I found myself yearning to delve deeper into the essence of energy itself. Thus, I embarked on a quest to the metaphorical mountaintop alongside the esteemed Dr. Joe Dispenza, where together we can unearth the treasures concealed within his profound work, Becoming Supernatural, How Common People Are Doing the Uncommon. At the risk of sounding a little too Professor Canny in this episode, because there was a ton of science, I'll help to synthesize parts of the book that I think can help us better understand our own emotions and energy. While Tony Robbins aptly describes this book as a practical guide, be prepared for a journey into the intricate pathways of brain science intertwined with the soothing embrace of meditation and compassion. So here we go. In the foreword of the book, Greg Brandon, author of Human Design and the Divine Matrix, says this: Dr. Joe Dispenza is a doctor, a scientist, and a modern-day mystic. He's also a synthesizer of information with a vision that extends beyond the confines of a single scientific discipline. Drawing from diverse fields of rock-solid science, such as epigenetics, molecular biology, neurocardiology, and quantum physics, Joe crosses the traditional boundaries that have separated scientific thinking and human experience in the past. In doing so, he opens the door to a bold new paradigm of self-actualized empowerment, which is a way of thinking and living based upon what we sense is possible in our lives, as well as what we accept as scientific fact. This new frontier of realized potential is redefining what it means to be fully abled, fully capacitated human. And it's a frontier that holds promise for everyone, from homemakers, students, and skilled laborers to scientists, engineers, and healthcare professionals. Before we get too far down the road, though, let's take a closer look at some of the fields Braden mentions that Joe draws from. Just in case you're like me and wondered, what the heck is that? So starting with epigenetics. Epigenetics is the study of how your behaviors and environment can cause changes that affect the way your genes work. An example of epigenetics is studying the genes children inherit from their biological parents to provide information that guides their development, like how tall a child could eventually become or the kind of temperament they could have. Next, he mentioned molecular biology, which is the field of biology that studies the composition, structure, and interactions of cellular molecules, such as nucleic acids and proteins. An example of this kind of study would be the study of DNA. Neurocardiology refers to the interplay between the nervous system and the cardiovascular system. Stress-related cardiomyopathy exemplifies the brain-heart connection and occurs in several conditions with acute brain injury that share oversympathetic activation. Disease examples for this are cardiac ischemia, stroke, epilepsy, and most importantly, heart arrhythmias and cardiac myopathies. Many of these problems are due to the imbalance of the nervous system, resulting in symptoms that affect both the heart and the brain. Lastly, he mentioned quantum physics. Okay. So quantum physics is the study of matter and energy at the most fundamental level. It aims to uncover the properties and behaviors of the very building blocks of nature. The first wave of quantum technologies gave us the transistor, which of course was the foundation for modern computers and digital communication. Other examples of technologies powered by quantum mechanics include the MRI scanners for medical imaging. Early on in the book, Dr. Dispenza says this: I realize that writing this book is a risk for me and my reputation. There are certain people in the world, including some in the scientific community, who might call my work pseudoscience. But I think there's a part of me that wondered if you'd all think me doing this as an episode would be woo-woo. But like Dr. Dispenza, it became very clear that those skeptics and rigid scientists who hold their own beliefs about what is possible aren't going to like me or my work, no matter what I do. So I kind of said to myself, yeah, let's do this. So what does Dispenza mean when he says becoming supernatural? Becoming supernatural essentially refers to the idea of transcending the limitations of our physical and material world by tapping to innate potential of the human mind and consciousness. He emphasizes the power of the mind in shaping reality and believes that individuals can move beyond the constraints of their current circumstances through the intentional cultivation of their thoughts, emotions, and beliefs. That sounds delicious to me. How about you?
Oh, yeah.
These are some of the key elements involved in becoming supernatural: meditation and mindfulness. He advocates for the practice of meditation as a means to access a state of heightened awareness and tap into the quantum field of possibilities. By becoming more mindful and present, individuals may open themselves up to transformative experiences. Neuroplasticity, the idea that the brain has the ability to change and reorganize itself in response to experience. He suggests that by consciously directing our thoughts and emotions, we can reshape the neural pathways in our brain, leading to personal transformation. Next is aligning with the quantum field. Dr. Dispenza draws on quantum physics concepts, proposing that individuals can connect with the field of infinite possibilities beyond the material world. By aligning one's thoughts and emotions with this quantum field, individuals may bring about positive change in their lives. And the last is self-healing. Dr. Dispenza explores the potential for the mind to influence the body's healing processes. By entering a state of coherence between mind and body, individuals may experience improved health and well-being. In essence, then, becoming supernatural involves going beyond conventional perceptions of reality, embracing the power of the mind, and consciously participating in one's own evolution. It's about recognizing the profound connection between mind, body, and the larger universe, and actively engaging in the process of personal and spiritual growth. So what does he have to say about energy? Here are some of the concepts he offers us. Energy and consciousness. Dr. Dispenza emphasizes the idea that everything is energy, and our thoughts and emotions are forms of energy that influence our reality. By becoming aware and consciously directing this energy, individuals can have a profound impact on their experiences and outcomes. The quantum field. Drawing from quantum physics, he suggests that there is a unified quantum field of energy that connects everything in the universe. This field is responsive to human consciousness. By aligning one's thoughts and emotions with positive and constructive energy, individuals can potentially influence this quantum field and manifest desired outcomes. Heart and brain coherence. Dr. Dispenza explores the importance of coherence between the heart and brain. When individuals achieve a state of coherence where the heart and brain are in sync, they may access a more powerful and coherent energy field. This alignment is believed to enhance intuition, creativity, and the ability to manifest positive changes. Meditation, and energy centers. Through meditation practices, Dr. Dispenza suggests that individuals can activate and awaken energy centers within the body. By focusing attention on these energy centers, often associated with the chakras in Eastern philosophy, individuals may experience heightened states of awareness and tap into transformative energy. Self-healing energy. Dr. Dispenza explores the idea that the mind has the potential to influence the body's energy and promote self-healing. By engaging in mental and emotional practices that elevate one's energy, individuals may support the healing process and well-being. In summary, Dr. Joe Dispenza's perspectives on energy and becoming supernatural revolves around the understanding that our thoughts, emotions, and consciousness are forms of energy that can shape our reality. By consciously directing and aligning this energy, we can tap into our higher potential and influence our experiences in ways that go beyond conventional understanding. Meditation and practices that foster coherence are central in his approach in helping people access this transformative energy. So I think that gives you a good overview of this book, and I wanted to share some key points I think you'll like. He says emotions are the chemical consequences or feedback of past experiences. As our senses record incoming information from the environment, clusters of neurons organize into networks. When they freeze into a pattern, the brain makes a chemical, and this is sent throughout the body. That chemical is called an emotion. When we think a thought, networks of neurons fire in our brain and create an electrical charge. When those thoughts also cause a chemical reaction that results in a feeling or an emotion, those feelings create magnetic charges. They merge with the thoughts that create the electrical charges to produce a specific electromagnetic field equal to our state of being. There's an example of a woman in the book, Anna, who was taken over by her stress hormones, embarking on a downward spiral of despair and decline after her husband's suicide. She kept living in the past in her mind, and her body couldn't propel her toward the future. By going within and changing her unconscious thoughts, automatic habits, and reflexive emotional states, which had become hardwired in her brain and emotionally conditioned in her body, she became more committed to believing in a new future than believing in her same familiar past. She used her meditations, combining a clear intention with an elevated emotion, to change her state of being from biologically living in the past to living in a new future. We can think of emotion as energy in motion. Think of a person walking into a room. We have all felt another person's energy and intent when they were angry or very frustrated. We felt it because they were emitting a strong signal of energy that carried specific information. The same is true of a very sexual person, a person who was suffering, or a person who has a calm, loving energy. All those energies can be sensed and felt. Different emotions produce different frequencies. The frequencies of creative, elevated emotions like love, joy, and gratitude are much higher than the emotions of stress, such as fear and anger, because they carry different levels of conscious intent and energy. This makes sense now, doesn't it? I've heard people talk about low and high vibrations. Relating it to our emotions, I can see how these levels of vibrations differ. Before we close this episode, I wanted to make sure we understood what was meant by clear intention with an elevated emotion. Here's what he could be saying. Combining clear intention with elevated emotion is a powerful tool for manifesting desired outcomes. Let's first look at clear intention. This refers to having a specific and well-defined goal or outcome in mind. It involves knowing exactly what we want to achieve and being able to articulate it clearly. Having a clear intention provides us focus and direction, guides our thoughts, actions, and energy towards our desired outcome. And elevated emotions are those that are positive, high vibrational feelings that we stated, such as love, joy, gratitude, and compassion. These emotions carry a strong, energetic charge and are believed to be more aligned with the higher frequencies of the universe. When you experience elevated emotions, you're in a state of coherence and harmony, which amplifies the power of your intention. By combining clear intention with elevated emotion, Dr. Dispenza suggests that individuals can create a coherent state of being that is conducive to manifesting their desires. When we hold a clear intention in our mind, feeling the corresponding elevated emotions in our heart, we're aligning our thoughts and feelings with the energy of our desired outcome. This alignment sends a powerful signal to the quantum field, increasing the likelihood of attracting and manifesting what you desire into your reality. In practical terms, this process involves visualizing your desired outcome with clarity and conviction, while generating the feelings of joy, gratitude, and excitement as if our goal has already been achieved. By consistently practicing this alignment of intention and emotion, we can shift our energetic state and create positive changes in our lives. And on that note, we'll end today's episode. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening today, and we sure hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please leave a comment wherever you listen to your podcasts. Join our public Facebook group, Girl Take the Lead, or visit our website, girltaketheleadpod.com. We also have a Girl Take the Lead YouTube channel where your subscription would be appreciated. By the way, we just sent our quarterly newsletter, and if you'd like to receive it and be added to the list, just contact me at my email, yo@yocanny.com. Our next episode will continue this conversation covering the book, Becoming Supernatural. There is so much more for us to learn about our energies and our emotions. I'd like to share some more gems I've mined from this book. Please join us again. Bye, and talk to you soon.